find, as we are getting a hold of Mr. Gus. Actually, what Scott is doing is he's trying to see if he can get that potato ole gig at the upper end of the scale.
You think I'm obsessed about that, don't you?
I can't believe you're serious about that, but he's holding in one hand his cell phone and in the other hand his potato Olay's, you know, help wanted thing.
The only reason
and
this
I thought,
is
wow, he is serious about actually getting that pay raise today.
The only reason this is in my hand is to again, all you need to know right here is why North Dakota's a big deal right now.
Yeah, exactly.
When you make $20 an hour,
I need to
at Taco John's.
I need to post a picture of this. This is way too good. Why didn't I think of this before?
In Watford City, I mean that's right there. Just that should explain everything to everywhere. That's why people are flocking from all over the United States to come here. All right, Greg Gust is going to join us from the National Weather Service. Is Greg on yet? Shane, I need somebody to talk in my ear and tell me what the heck's going on here. So. Anyway, we're going to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Doesn't Gust have just the right name for a weather? I think he comes from a long line of windy people.
We're also going to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple. He made a decision announced yesterday that there will be no special session in North Dakota. We'll talk with him about why. By the way, welcome your calls for all of these folks. And we're also going to chat with Kat Perkins again. The Scranton, North Dakota native, belted out another great song last night, and with your votes, I wonder if Shyla Schaefer is working the phones again today to get Kat Perkins in the next round of The Voice on NBC. So some guests joining us this hour on a number of topics, and our telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. It is Severe Weather Awareness Week. Who knew we would be having a winter still on Severe Weather Awareness Week, but yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen.
I knew.
Yes, right, you know, you predicted it. It's all your fault. Anyway, Todd.
Scott.
Did you know that there's going to be some sirens that'll be sounding tomorrow?
There will be.
There will be, because we want to know that the sirens work when there's actually tornadoes falling from the sky.
Yeah.
So if you hear a siren tomorrow, should you be concerned?
Yes.
You should?
You should always be concerned. You should verify, because you never know.
No, you shouldn't be concerned about any threatening weather.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, that's when you turn on your local radio station and find out what the deal is, and we'll let everybody know.
Yeah, there you go. So it is a Severe Weather Awareness Week. It continues through May 2nd, which is Saturday. There is a statewide tornado drill tomorrow at 11:15. All right? 11:15. So that's what you need to know. And we expect that while last year and the year before were somewhat low for the number of tornado and severe thunderstorm events, that will change coming up this year. Why is that? I have no idea. But I know that that our guest, Greg Gust, will be able to tell you that. If you have any other questions for Greg on this event, let us know at 800-228-0550. I also saw that there was a recognition recently that the amount of times the siren goes off to announce a tornado is something that's being scrutinized. In other words, what is the threshold that says let's sound the alarm?
Yeah.
Because quite honestly, there have been a few too many of these things.
Well, I mean, the other thing that we find this all the time, of course, you know, a K fire covering a vast area. As soon as the tornado moves and another, what is actually a technically different tornado warning is issued, even though it's close to the same area, but now it's creeping another, you know, to the eastern part and then the western part of the next county. Yeah.
All issues you need to deal with. And that's why we call on folks like Greg Gust from the National Weather Service Grand Forks, who joins us now. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Good. Nice to have you on the program. So, first of all, Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Yes.
Why do we need why do we need Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Because we have severe weather, and every year, whether it's spring severe weather or winter, we got to remind people. Oh yeah, by the way, you know, get ready for it, get yourself prepared, practice what you're doing, so that when stuff starts flying and things start happening and sirens go off, you actually do the right thing.
Got it. So it's just to be aware, and this drill. This tornado drill, tomorrow at 11:15 is our opportunity to practice.
That's right. That's right. In, you know, in the great world of training things, you know, you learn that you really need to train people's default operating position. Because Because if people aren't trained or they don't think through things and actually kind of walk through them, when an emergency starts to occur, when people get under pressure, they start to do the old thing they remember doing. They haven't quite learned the new thing yet. So you have to kind of walk through it, and you kind of remind yourself what you're doing. So if those sirens go off or you get that alert on your cell phone and it says tornado warning and tornado is sighted and tornado is moving this way, you know, what is your default operating position? Is it to get to a shelter, get yourself to a shelter, or is it to go outside and stare at the sky? You know, those are things that we have to think through. If you're driving in a car and storms are coming, do you pull over somewhere and get into a shelter? Do you try and press on to your destination? Well, it depends. And people have to think through those conditions and think through those scenarios and kind of get in their head what a good way to work is.
Okay, what does it depend on? Let's talk about the situation where you're traveling and, you know, you're listening to the radio, of course, mm-hmm. and you hear, oh, tornado warning, and gosh, it's where I'm at. What do you do?
Right. Well, if you can see around you, if you're out in the open, you can see around, you can see the storm approaching. If you can tell which way it's moving, can you drive away from that storm? And driving away means if you're heading north on the highway and this storm is coming from the west right across to the north of you, can you stop, turn around, and go back? Or are you going to keep driving straight through, punching right into that storm and, you know, hope that you're not hit? Well, that's not a good move. You know, turning around, driving the other way away from it is a good move. If you're in a place where you can't stop or can't turn around, you know, can you pull over to the side? Can you get into a shelter, like a sturdy building, a business or something like that that is nearby? Can you get to that safely and quickly? Or are you going to have to pull the car over, stop, and sit in the car with the seatbelt on, hunkered down on the seat, and try to ride out the storm? You know, all of those are decisions that people may have to face. And it happens every year in this part of the country that there are big storms that can, you know, wreck a house, toss a car, you know, and do serious damage. And they're going to be near us at some point this summer.
Greg Gust of the National Weather Service with us for a couple more minutes. Any questions or comments you have for him, certainly welcome. Governor Dalrymple next, and Kat Perkins from The Voice on NBC coming up this hour too. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We had, what, about 16 tornadoes last year, which was about half of normal. That's expected to change this year. I understand why.
Well, because we started out cool this year, and we started out cool and slow on the tornado season. But as you've just seen from the last few days, the southern plains have ripened up. Big storms are occurring now. Really, we're now actually getting enough rain through the central, even now into the northern plains, where we're going to get the crop season in. Things are going to get growing. We are expecting near normal temperatures for the much of the summer, near normal precipitation. So with that, we'd expect to at least get a near normal amount of severe weather and tornado activity up here. And that's a lot. That means you can expect, you know, anywhere around here, within 20, 30 miles of you, there is going to be something in that F2, F3, or greater tornado strength at least once this summer. Just about every county around here can expect to see at least one tornado this summer as a result of that type of scenario. So it's going to occur, you know, so we have to prepare for it.
What did I see recently about the threshold changing of when we're sounding the sirens? Have we been a little quick to the trigger previously on this?
Well, tornado sirens are sounded when either there is a warning out and the tornado is near town, or there is a funnel cloud near town. So if a warning is issued and that storm is moving toward the community, that siren is sounded. If a funnel is sighted and moving toward the community, that siren is sounded. But those are decisions made at the local and county level. There's also sirens sounded for damaging downburst winds. So if we have a squall line approaching with wind speeds of 70, 75 miles an hour or greater expected with that, we're talking about the big downburst winds moving through an area, they're sounding sirens. Why? Because you don't want people outside and that type of stuff. So the siren is to alert people who are outside that they need to get inside and then find out what's going on.
All right, super quick question from Don, and super quick answer if you can here. Don Bismarck, quick. I have less than a minute here, so I need to get your question quick for Greg Gustin. A quick answer from Greg. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Greg, hey, I drive trucks. We have a lot of problems when we get warnings and stuff. We get county. You know, they say county, so-and-so county. Is there any way you guys can help us out with the, you know, traveling public? Maybe for the highways and...
How about like, well, mile markers are added a lot of times, are they not, Don, usually? I mean, excuse me, Greg?
Well, they are. And, Don, the county goes out, or the warning goes out with a lot of codes on. One of the codes is a county code, but there's other codes in there that specify a polygon, a smaller area, which is the actual warned area.
So they're there. Listen close, Don. Appreciate the call. Sorry about our time. Greg, thanks. Appreciate the update.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, Governor Jack Dalrymple is here. Hello, Governor. Welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Is it snowing up there?
I am sitting in sunny Bismarck right now where it was snowing, but as you can see probably out your window there, the sun is shining now, so figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like Christmas here a minute ago.
Exactly. And somebody just sent us a note saying, hey, it's not snowing anymore in Fargo either. But I don't know that it was snowing. It was a little bit of rain, but kind of crazy weather-wise. I see you were hanging out with the dinosaurs yesterday, huh? At the Heritage Center.
The dinosaurs are fantastic over there. I think everybody's going to have a lot of fun with that. They've got some real sea monsters over there.
A great day yesterday. The North Dakota Heritage Center reopened their door on two extensive new galleries. And getting closer to having everything all done in this almost 100,000 square foot, 50 some odd million dollar project. And the governor was the first to get a look yesterday, and then lots of school kids came in and the media and everybody else. So good reminder for us to tell everybody that the Heritage Center is back open and check it. I'm going to look at it tonight. I can't wait to see it. So that's a nice addition to the state, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's fantastic. I'm very pleased. It's really exceeded my expectations, and still two more galleries to open. By the time they get done, this summer, I think people are going to feel like it's just a world-class facility. It's going to be great.
Questions or comments, welcome for Governor Dalrymple today at 800-228-0550. By the way, no special session is your decision, and we want to talk a little bit about that. You spent a lot of time, I think, when this was first proposed by some Democratic leaders, visited with you and said, I just want to take my time to kind of talk with some of these folks to find out whether we need one or not. Give us a little readout on those conversations.
Well, we went through a long process, Scott, of talking to mayors and commissioners and other people from Western communities. We wanted to hear from them exactly, you know, what challenges they're facing this year and what they see coming up. And we wanted to get real about, you know, when these needs are coming and exactly how large they are. And really, it was a great exercise because we were able to come up with a couple of things, you know, during the winter that really are going to be very helpful to them. $32 million in new water supply grants that are going out. And we also developed a new special loan program at the Bank of North Dakota that can lend funds directly to political subdivisions. And then we talked about, of course, the importance of being ready to act quickly in January for anything that's, still pending out there. Because a lot of them are talking primarily about being ready for 2015. And they want to be sure that they can hire the engineers, do the design work, and do the bidding during the winter, and they want to be comfortable that they have funds coming.
One thing, I've seen some of your conversations that referred to this sunset clause, which I know has caused a lot of the local, county and city subdivisions some difficulty in getting bonding and financing for this. And so is that probably the biggest change that folks are asking for?
The sunset clause is really not an issue in the short term. It's really the longer term financing where they do issue bonds for, say 15 or 20 years. That's where it could become an issue if it continued to be funded that way. But none of them really said that, they're on the verge of issuing bonds and it's a problem right now today. That's why a short-term lending program out of the Bank of North Dakota takes care of anything that they need to address, this year. But yes, going forward into next year, the oil and gas tax revenue that they're going to get needs to be an ongoing revenue stream so that, bond companies can feel comfortable that, this isn't going to just come and go.
How about the formula? A lot of talk about it needing some work, either, recognition that additional dollars are needed from elsewhere and or a reshifting of what percentage goes where. Is, in your view, a change in the formula necessary? Are the oil patch communities, counties, correct in saying they ought to get a larger percentage of the share?
Yes. I've said that we need to address the formula, and I think that will happen this winter. And the fact is that, the pressing needs of Western North Dakota are very real, and they are not temporary. And I will argue with the legislative leadership that we're probably, looking at, several years ahead of us of continuing pressing needs for Western North Dakota, and that it is appropriate to look at the formula itself and give people more certainty about their revenue stream. So I will be expecting to talk about that.
Obviously, it was a political request that this change happen or the special session be called. I mean, it came from Democratic leaders, but they claim to be speaking on behalf of the oil patch community, saying it was needed, and that's why they were calling for it. I read in one of the articles that in your conversation with some of the leaders, they actually heard the opposite. They didn't want it. Why?
Well, I think there was kind of an evolving point of view throughout the winter. Initially, I think people thought, well, like to get, you know, some more money right away. But then when we were able to do some of that through the Resources Trust Fund, and we were able to come up with a lending program, I think then they began to say, you know, if we had a special session in the long run, it could actually cost us when it comes to getting a better formula. So, you know, those were just anecdotal, you know, comments that I heard. I'm not saying that's the consensus or anything. But, you know, that's something that they, you know, were taking into consideration.
What's your top priority coming into the session in regards to the concerns you heard from these folks?
Well, I think their top priority, you know, is to get the formula on the table and, you know, get that worked on. And that's certainly going to be one of them. But, you know, we have many other needs out there having to do with law enforcement, emergency medical services, housing. You know, these are things that we can address, you know, directly through some of our other initiatives. And to some extent, we need to be able to direct money, you know, to the most severe needs. And so that's why, you know, some of the other programs and the grant programs are still important.
Last question. I've been wanting to ask a grower this all day, and you get the question. Have you got enough rain in Castleton now? You're sitting about right with moisture in the farm?
Actually, I wouldn't mind if it would just kind of ease up a little bit there in the valley. Scott, as you know, the main thing in the Red River Valley is to get your crop in the ground, and then you worry about moisture later.
All right, so slowing things up there. Got it. All right, thanks, Governor. Good to chat with you. Appreciate the time. Governor Jack Dalrymple joining us today from the state capitol. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Folks, Scott Hennett here to tell you about a great deal at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake. We're talking, of course, about Walker, Minnesota's famous Chase on the Lake Resort. Here's a great deal for you in May. Over Mother's Day weekend, fishing opener, $59 a night. That's right. Mark it down. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase on the Lake Resort for $59 per night. Don't forget, check their website, chaseonthelake.com. And by the way, if you go there and enter promo code SCOTT, you'll get this rate. $59 over Mother's Day weekend, May 9th through 15th, over fishing opener. Do it now because these will fill up fast and it's based on availability. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT for the $59 a night deal. Plus, now through May 22nd, book a massage in their award-winning Avea Copperdor Spa for $1 a minute. I kid you not, Chase on the Lake's the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the program, 28 before 11, toll-free telephone number for you to weigh in is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. I want to thank our friends at PetroServe USA, one of our sponsors, where you get the 4-for-4 deal day, today, actually every day, actually all day, every day. 4-for-4. What's that mean? Well, one, pizza. You know, I've never met a pizza I didn't like. But I tell you what, I love the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas especially. You get one of those, you get two delicious cookies, and you get a 20-ounce fountain pop, all that for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Try getting a deal like that anywhere else. It's incredible. And you can find PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Moorhead, Wappanton, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji. And when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up with 100% American-made fuels. They're the folks that help America fuel better, partnering the corn fields of North Dakota with the oil fields of North Dakota and giving you lots of choice at the pump. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, Kat Perkins is going to join us in a little bit from The Voice. And Kat has made it another round last week. We talked to her last week after the rave reviews. Last night, she's on last night with the Fleetwood Macs on. And we're going to talk with her a little bit about it. She's from Scranton, North Dakota. That's why we're rooting for Kat. Do you watch The Voice, Todd? Are you
off and on.
Okay. So it's not like appointment viewing or anything. But if you're in front of the TV, you'll flip it over there and you'll check it out.
Well, it would be, but you know how phones can go. The phone can go, and next thing you know, it's over and 10 o'clock news is on and all that, so.
Yeah.
But
we have her song up. Are you able to play a little of the song of Kat Perkins? Just for folks like you that might have missed it. You can be forgiven, by the way, for missing it last night, since you have sort of wedding prep week going on this week, you know. Here it is. Fleetwood Mac tune called Landslide that she did. Kat Perkins.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, a mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, it
Gotta think Stevie's impressed with that.
Sounds like Stevie Nicks. That's solid.
Oh, man.
That is very solid. Cat Perkins, who is the North Dakota native on The Voice on NBC. Let me just go on a little mini rant while we're waiting for Cat to call. There is not a lot of good stuff on TV these days. There, you know, I find myself, and I literally am probably, you know, maybe 90 minutes a week, and that's sort of just a 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here kind of TV viewer, so I just don't have the time for it anymore.
Sure.
But it's mostly because there's just a lot of nothing on TV. You can have a remote control in your hand and go through, what, you know, 80, 100 channels. And
how many channels did you have when you were a kid? You could always find something on. I think I had 5, maybe 6 at the most.
And here's the deal. To me, here's my bar. Just so you know, this time I may be a little at odds with the audience here. I want to have something that contributes something. I don't want to, you know, just be like a blob in front of the TV and just, you know. But the vast majority of it is mind-numbingly stupid.
Yeah.
It contributes nothing to my life. I don't learn anything now. The Voice, I like that. You know why I like that? Some people are competing. They're amateurs. In this case, we got a North Dakota girl in there. Okay, that's yeah. You know, there's something there.
And it's more than just that tiny little audition, and then all of a sudden, whoop, gone, or not.
Yeah. I just, you know, so there is so much nothing on TV. It's unbelievable right now. I just, you know, and. All right, I'm gonna be a real fuddy-duddy. You ready? Where's Father Knows Best? Where is the Duke? Some of those old classics on television? Leave It to Beaver. Leave It to Beaver, for crying out loud. The Andy Griffith Show. Where is Barney Fife? I don't find it there. I just find a lot of blah.
And would Barney Fife carry a taser today?
Anyway, he probably would. Taser himself or something.
Now, Barney, give me that thing. I could just see it.
Anyway, if there's something redeeming on TV that I'm missing in the myriad of channels, let me know.
Open phone topic right there, because you know there are some, but they're...
It's people in the haystack time.
Yeah, they're on the various tier channels and not necessarily, you know, right up there. At the top of everybody's tongue, you know.
Just where's the bar? You know, where is the bar that says, "Hey, this is something of value to me. I might learn something. I might feel good about this." Versus just, you know, mind-numbingly just dumbing us all down. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If Kat's not going to call, I guess you have to, folks. So we're killing time waiting for.
She did have cell phone issues last time, which. It's a whole different ballgame in a big city where you get, you know, the big buildings and stuff. Because if you're in, like, if you can live in near Central Park and have service with AT&T, and they're going to want you to get one of those booster things because their own service is kind of, so it's almost an inverse of the historical problem in North Dakota as far as cell service goes.
Well, she might be busy phoning in her own votes right now, because you can vote until,
Does it end
at 11?
You think those guys actually vote for themselves? I mean, wouldn't that look suspicious? Well, we have a whole heck of a lot of votes coming from her own phone.
It says on her Facebook page, voting period 8:55 p.m. Monday to 11 a.m. Tuesday Central Time. So this is the last chance to vote here. 855-864-2301. You can vote up to 10 times by calling that number. You can go to NBC.com. You can go to the Facebook app and vote, The Voice. You can Sprint text. If you have a Sprint phone, you can text 1 to 8642, and you can also go to iTunes and download the song Landslide if you want. Tammy and Fisher, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Tammy. Welcome to the program. Glad you're listening.
Hi there. I had to pass on a good program that I watched last night. It wasn't a program, but I flipping, like you said, 80 channels, nothing there. I think it was after 10. Michelle Bachmann. C-SPAN, 1 hour. She wants Carrie out. I loved it. It was the best best TV I've seen in a long time.
And sounds like she's not the only one.
By the way, of that average of 90 minutes a week, tops, about half a C-SPAN, because at least it's something that's it actually happened, and you know it might be
straight from the source, unfiltered. It's right there.
It some days might be like watching paint dry. You know, there was an interesting debate this weekend, for instance, on GMOs from both sides, and I enjoyed it. But that's factual. That actually happened, or somebody gives a speech, like you say. You know, I might land there half the time. I'm sort of talking about the stuff that the networks and the cable channels make their money on.
What's your theory about that?
Well, what's your theory?
My theory is that you get what you pay for. So if people are watching that garbage, I guess we're just paying the price of a really just defunct culture, and it's really sad. But that's my testimony.
Well, I think it does add to a lot of our culture issues. Like I say, how many kids grew up watching Father Knows Best to find out how to be a dad or a mom to interact with your siblings? And finally,
you have to go between Gilligan's Island and C-SPAN. You know, I mean.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think that the equivalent of those exists today, and I think there is a cost to that. I really do. Tammy, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
MeTV has Gilligan.
There you go. Good. I love Gilligan's Island. A lot of common sense at Fisher, Minnesota, I'll tell you. Same as in Tioga. And Al's on the line next. Al in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, I just called to say, turn the TV off and read a good book. I threw the TV out about 40 years ago, and it's gotten dumber and dumber ever since. And my dad used to tell me, don't just make a boob out of you, so call it the boob tube, you know. I think that reading's a far better thing to teach your kids.
I agree with you. And I'm doing that more and more and more. I read a great book from Eric Metaxas over the weekend. In fact, he talks in his introduction about this, because it's actually a book about seven men that changed the world, and Wilberforce is in there. William Wilberforce, rather, is in there, and George Washington, Pope John Paul, Chuck Colson. But he talks about the culture today. I love Eric Metaxas. That's good advice, Al. It is.
Absolutely. Even books that, you know, the history of sports and the history of the country, it's just so much to learn that's really interesting.
Good points. Appreciate the call. David, on the road, listening to AM 1100. Go ahead, David. What's on your mind? Tell us.
Oh, by and large, I agree with you about the TV, but I was kind of pleasantly surprised by Duck Dynasty.
There's a good one. They're a little goofy, but what I like about the Duck Dynasty guys is you get some life lessons in the middle of that, in that interaction between, you know, the brothers and the dad and the uncle.
And it shows you it's perfectly okay to grow a beard, too. That's the important part there.
Well, it drives some of the people nuts because they end every episode with a prayer around the table and, you know, kind of give a lesson.
Yeah, it gives Hollywood fits, but it doesn't give us fits out here. We just say, of course that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
But
to see it on TV, though.
Say again, David?
Just wanted to give them a shout because, you know, they razz each other, like you say, but there's always a family feeling there.
Great. And I'm all for hearing the good ones. It's just that they're far and few between. But Duck Dynasty is one of them. You're right, David. Appreciate the call. Candy and Ashley would come back. Stacy sent a note, said, I love Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck, and Parenthood is awesome. Mm. Both good family dramas. All right.
I like Blue Bloods.
Do you?
Yeah.
800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services.
So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Final segment. We're waiting for Kat Perkins to call. And we tried her cell phone, actually picked up right away. So maybe the battery died from all that dialing in and talking. Anyway.
Those votes can suck a battery down after a while.
Here's the number if you haven't voted yet for Kat, 855-864-2301. It's kind of cool. It's a North Dakota thing. She's from Scranton. Lives in Minneapolis now. I like her story. She's nannies during the day, plays the music gigs at night. And, you know, now she's singing Fleetwood Mac songs on national TV on NBC.
That was then, but now it's going to bounce, you know, way higher now if you watch.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Candy and Ashley, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us. Candy, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I can, yes. How are you?
Good.
Great. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your comments on television shows.
Agree or disagree with me, Candy? What do you think?
Well, I think there's some good shows on television, which I'm very thankful for because we live out here on the farm and we don't have access to a lot of entertainment. So I just was going to tell a few shows that I like.
Lay them on me. Give me something redeeming on television. I'll be very excited to hear this.
I like that one show. It's a pawn shop in Las Vegas. They give a lot of history of the items that are brought in. There's old guns, there's old artwork, treasure chests, all kinds of stuff that comes in on that show. And then there's another guy that restores old antiques, which we had a lot of antiques on our farm, and so that's interesting to me. And then HGTV, and we don't watch all this every night because we don't have a lot of time to watch it, but They have a how to fix your home up and different ideas like that. I like Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern because it takes you all over the world and you get to see different cultures and how different cultures, what they eat, which kind of says a lot about them. There's a Science Channel. If you like Father Knows Best and stuff like that, on the Hallmark Channel, there's that type of thing. Although when my kids come home from college, they kind of poo-poo that station.
They do? What do they watch? What do they watch? What do they like?
They like basketball games, baseball games, which I like too.
By the way, I didn't mention this, but The Wild was good TV last night on Fox Sports North.
Oh, there you go.
Because they were up 2-0. They end up giving up the, you know, the lead and end up 2-2 well into the third, and then they win. Was it 5-3, I guess, on empty netter. So
when kids were watching Father Knows Best in its initial run, did, like, parents and grandparents poo-poo that? Oh, that's trash TV.
No.
I wonder what they thought of that back then.
How could they? What would have been trashy?
Well, I know, but, you know, once upon a time they didn't like, you know, I don't know, Elvis or whatever. But anyway, Candy.
Our boys like Gilligan's Island and stuff like that, too. Can I just say one more thing?
Of course.
About books. I order a lot of books through the North Dakota State Library, and then I can do dishes or work around the house listen to books. I've listened to all of Charles Dickens' books. They even get videos, like, from UND because I'm studying to get my pilot's license. I mean, it's amazing what you can get through the North Dakota State Library, and then it doesn't cost anything to get the books. It just costs you the postage to send them back to the library.
Neat idea. Well, there you go. There's another example. Now, tell us why you're studying to be a pilot. Just a little itch to go out there and fly, or is it to help out around the farm, or why are you going to fly?
Sometimes I get claustrophobia here on the farm. I want to get out quick, go to Aberdeen in half an hour, which would take an hour and a half or something like that, or Bismarck. It's just a lot faster, and I want to go see my kids.
Well, good for you.
That's a great idea.
I love it. Just plus all the other chores on the farm, going to learn how to fly too, and that's a classic North Dakota farm wife right there. Just do what you got to do. Farm or ranch, Candy?
Farm.
And enough moisture already?
Yeah. I'd like some warmth.
Want some warm? Yeah. We'll get the crops in, then get it warm, get them growing, right?
Yeah. That's my prayer.
There you go. We'll join ours to yours. Thanks, Candy. Appreciate it. Doreen says, hey, grew up on a farm and a ranch. When is moisture not needed in this part of the world when it's been dry? How can you raise a crop when the ground is devastated for lack of moisture? That's a no-brainer. All right. Well, you heard the governor say, hey, we'll save the moisture for later. I want to plant the crop, for crying out loud. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to find out what side you're on. David in Barnes County, last call of the day on What's on Your Mind. Hello, David.
Left Behind is a book series that quite interested in reading it or listening to it.
Left Behind was the movie somebody suggested earlier, right?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's a book series, too. Okay. All right.
And I spent 22 years as a reporter. I've been long interested in history, politics, and the Bible, and listening to the news. It's amazing how close it's tracking to Bible predictions on the end times.
So you agree with that caller earlier that said eerie, I think was the term.
Yeah, well, I would say eerie. It's just fascinating.
Fascinating. All right, good. I think he said eerie. I don't know. He just suggested that folks watch it, and now you've given us another resource. If they want to watch it, they can read it in the series. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. Folks, sorry about Cat Perkins not being here. Not sure exactly what happened, but doesn't mean we're not going to be rooting for her in the final minutes here and see if she stays on the island or on the show. It's down to 8 now tonight, after tonight. I think it goes down to 8. So two more will get the boot. And we'll do this all over again tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer, of course, in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And get your questions in now for him, if you like, at 855-200-1776 or any other topics you'd like to discuss. Also, a Common Core speaker will be in the state tomorrow on the program. Gotta go. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Scenic stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken.
great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.